My grandfather came here in 1912. My maternal grandfather came here in 1912, seeking, you know, the proverbial seeking a new life. And I have two photographs of him, one from when he's about 18 from Italy, and he's dressed up in this very flamboyant kind of Enrico Caruso kind of thing, and he's got the little, you know, the pencil mustache, and he's got the hat, Wilma's with the feather, and he's got this jaunty kind of, you know, pose, and that's him at 18. And he did well for himself. By 1920, he's settled, and he says, okay, it's time to get a family. So he takes another photo, which I have. And now you see the difference in place, coming from an Italian context, which is much more, again, from my perspective, a colorful, flamboyant, energetic context in the, or emotive context, to where now he is the formal American. So he's there with the Eton collar, and the mustache is gone, and he's got this very formal pose. And the two photographs are amazing contrasts because they are set up the same way. There's that sort of, you know, you could see it in some kind of photographer's studio with a backdrop, and then they have this sort of little formal piece that they stand next to, this little column. Mm-hmm. But the two columns are absolutely to their moment. One of them is this kind of, again, carved and ornate little piece, and the other one is this standard Doric, very formal, plain column. So there he's shifted, he's assimilated. He is now the self-made American man of 1920, and he sends the picture back to Italy. And he says, I'm looking for a wife. And it makes its way around the village. And it ends up with my grandmother, who didn't know him. And as she at least told me the story, you know, 7 decades later, or whatever it was, six, well, you know, he's nice. They said he's a nice man, or whatever. She's 24 years old. She has a second grade education. She knows no English. She's never been beyond her, you know, small confines of the village, the rural kind of village. So she comes to America based on a photograph which hangs on my wall upstairs. And again, maybe this will be a better life rather than being a peasant farmer. And she gets on the train, and now she has to go across the Apennines to Rome, get on a boat, the worst of 2 weeks of my life, you know, to be in steerage, I guess. And
so she came in through Ellis Island?
Yeah, and she had to spend the night at Ellis Island. They didn't let her off the boat right away. I think you could only get off the boat, I don't know, yeah, I was trying the rules at the time, but somebody had to be there. So she had to spend an overnight at Ellis Island. So she arrives July 14th, 1920. She's there on the 15th. She comes over to Manhattan, and my grandfather, this man in the photo, his brother, who is here, come to meet her and take her back to where they were going to live. And on July 17th, they get married. And her matron or maid of honor was one of the women from the boat.
How long were they married?
About 48 years before he died.